Think of a fast-moving animal, and camels probably aren't at the top of your list. But camel racing is a long-standing and culturally important tradition among Bedouin Arabs. For hundreds of years, children as young as 4 have been favored as jockeys for their light weight. But last year, the United Arab Emirates Camel Racing Association banned the use of jockeys under 18 on the heels of allegations that the children were being kidnapped, kept in prison-like conditions, and deliberately underfed. Confronted with this human rights fiasco, some camel racing enthusiasts got innovative. They asked a Swiss company to develop a replacement. The result is a robot that weighs around 30 pounds and looks like a jockey-sized action figure, complete with helmet and wraparound glasses. Mounted on the back of a camel, the robot's mechanical arms are capable of pulling reins and using a whip. The arms, in turn, are controlled by humans using handheld remotes, chasing the camels in SUVs. The inaugural test race was attended by hundreds of cheering fans, as well as the UAE Minister for Presidential Affairs, who proclaimed it a tremendous success and said it marked, quote, a new development in this indispensable sport. Thousands of the robots, selling for about $2,000 each, are already on order. As for the children, some 250 of them have been returned to their homes. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Max Thielander.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924, on the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.